Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Jeff Anderson, the Marion County Emergency Management Agency Director, to talk about the county storm shelter project for the Emergency Management Agency's headquarters.
The proposed storm shelter, you have a need for it in the offices here. This would be in the event of a storm emergency, and we've certainly seen over the last few years that that can happen at any time. Indeed, this past year, we saw just what can happen when a tornado or a severe storm comes through, right?
Yeah, correct, Brian. We've actually had 7 tornadoes here in Marion County since May of 2008. So this is one of those things where we're just constantly looking, you know, for opportunities. In this case, was able to have a couple things happen almost simultaneously. We found $2,000 in grant funding and found some very reasonably priced tornado shelters. You know, the total cost is going to be less than $5,000, $2,000 of which is going to be covered by grant money. So we're very nominal impact to the budget, you know, for the cash to do this. And, you know, this was proposed as a pilot project, full acknowledgement. We have several county-owned office buildings or, you know, work locations that do not have adequate shelter. So the plan was for this to be kind of a pilot project. We evaluate the product and kind of how the installation went. And then if all that was favorable, we would, you know, take a serious look at the rest of our facilities that don't have adequate shelter.
I was wondering about that because you do have several buildings that are around here and under the county's aegis, which need to be secured. And not just for the employees, if they should be on scene whenever something strikes, but for any members of the general public who would need to be secured.
Absolutely correct. You know, looking at the Vermeer experience, the after action, you know, drew some conclusions based on things that were learned through that process. One of which, the most obvious, is they were able to rebound as a company and immediately get back to production with you know, hardly any delay at all because their employees survived the storm. Most valuable resource. They were able to turn around and go right back to work. And part of that was because the company had a plan for how to mitigate an emergency. And so all those things came together. And when I looked at that, I was like, we really need to protect our employees so that we can rebound and continue providing the services that, you know, the taxpayers of Marion County expect. But also the fact that, yeah, you're exactly right. Any given day, any given time, there's a fair amount of the public in one of our facilities or all of our facilities conducting business. And we owe it to them as well to provide a safe place.
I know that in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, command and control is crucial. And making sure that you can get up and running as quickly as possible is essential to getting services out to the public and getting everything established. And securing facilities or making sure that you can at least get the personnel back in operation is an essential step in the process.
It's the transition between response and recovery. And the sooner we can get shifted into what we call recovery mode, the better off we are. The better off we are, then obviously the better off that our customers, the taxpayers of the county are.
Now, this shouldn't be confused with an emergency operations center or a control area. Do you have anything available that could be used for that could withstand a storm and be operational in the event of an emergency?
We have an emergency operations center. The primary is at Public Health. We've got several alternate or secondary EOCs identified.
So that at least would be available in the event of an emergency, and you have several options available. And all this, of course, designed to make sure that the county is up and running, because as you saw in the Vermeer case, trying to get everything back functioning is crucial.
Yep. Unfortunately, we've had, you know, considerable amount of experience in this, and we owe it to the taxpayers to continually look and continually work towards getting better and improving our response and recovery to these kinds of things, because, like I said, 7 of them now since 2008, that's a pretty significant number.
Anyone who's seen the actual shelters, some of these are prefabricated, ready for assembly, and they're a little Spartan inside, but they look like they could do the job.
Yeah, they're essentially the ones that we've looked at are precast concrete, two pieces that essentially the bottom half sits in the ground. The dome or the top half sits on kind of the grade or just above the ground. So they go together fairly quick. The overall footprint is reasonably small. Should have very little as far as maintenance, and should offer a much better level of shelter than what we have to offer now.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.